The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Yasilovsky, Dayan, Beis Havad, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Kitin Daf Pezayin. The Mishnah says, Kosav Chanichosoi V'Chanichoso Kosher. That means, if they wrote the name, Rashi says, it means the name of the Shem Levi Shal Mishpocha Kulu. We don't write in the get the name of the Mishpocha, because that doesn't describe the person themselves. Maybe in the Zman HaGemara, Chanichas Mishpocha Sad Kimodoyrus, they wrote the name of the Mishpocha, was a name of Rufuita, referred to the Megarish and the Megarishes himself. So indeed the Shem of the Megarish, the name of the Megarish and the Megarishes themselves, and the Shem Mishpocha doesn't really describe the person himself. Put it as a siman, you would have to write it in a different way. Chanicha, so therefore we do not write the Shem Mishpocha at all. But the most Rishonim were learning Kosav Chanichosei V'Chanichosei Kosher means you're writing a kinui. And normally speaking, we all know, we're writing the get. Somebody has Mishi Yesh Hashnei Shemes, what do you write? You write the Shem Shem Regivim V'Yadum B'Yoyser. You write the Ika Hashem. And you write also the Shem Tafel. But the Mishnah says, Kosav Chanichosei V'Chanichosei Kosher, which means, even if you didn't write the main name and the other name, you just wrote the Chanicha, you just wrote the surname or the Kinui, which is meaning you wrote a name that was not meant to be the official name. It was meant to maybe cover up for that. So the halacha is, it's kosher. So we want to know if you could be samech lemaisa of this Mishnah. Let's say you have a lot of times a megarish, a miskareshes that have a shem kodesh, and they were given at the time they were born a name. Let's say her name was Sarah, and later on she doesn't use that Jewish name much. She uses mostly, she's known as Judy by all the people. So the question is, okay, you're not sure about the original name. If you could put it, a shame that's nishtak, a shame that's totally gone, you don't write it again. So the question is, just you have a Mishnah here. The Mishnah makes it easy. Kosav Chanichosei V'Chanichosei is kosher. And what's more than that, Tosfos in the second parak is Gurgis. The Mishnah Kosav Chanichosei V'Chanichosei Kachoyu Niki Hadas Shemishulayim Oysen. This is the way the Niki Hadas would do it. They do Blushing Ketzorah. They do it, they don't put in extra things that might hassle the get. So they did it. Niki Hadas Shemishulayim. Just use the Chanicha. Tosfos himself asks, from a Lashon of Yerushalmi and a Lashon of Tosefta, that it's mashm over there, that it's not 100% l'chatchila. It's only b'di'evit to do like that. If you did it, it's kosher. So Tosfos says, and this is the Maisa Rishit of the Rosh, like Tosfos first said, that if you're writing a chanicha sha'koyl koyrim boy, if everybody knows the chanicha, everybody knows the name, there's no problem. It's 100% lechatchila. But if you're writing the Hashem that some people know, some people don't know, then if you're writing Hashem that only one of two names, then it's only b'di'evit. As they get cheated, Sataisus Lamaisa, according to Rashi's Girsa, which seems like is also the Rambam's Girsa, even though the Rambam appears from Mishnah, it doesn't seem so. The halacha of the Mishnah is not al chatchila. The Rambam says, "Vim kosav chanichosei v'chanichosei kosher." He says, "Al chatchila you would write shem shiragilim b'avyudim b'yoyser if omer ish plenty v'chol shom shiyashloi." But if you wrote this chanichosei v'chanichosei, it's kosher. No. So it's kosher only b'di'evit. So the shaila is, okay, b'di'evit. Chatchila, you would want to do a chatchila. But maybe it's not so bad. A lot of times it's not so bad to do kosher b'di'evet. Kosher b'di'evet means that the isha is not an isha sish. So Rav Booth, always says, oh, if Moshe Feinstein told him, should make sure to make kosher b'di'evet. Why? Because a lot of times you have shaylus, and by putting in more things, a lot more times you could come to be, if you're focused on making the perfect get, you could come to make puzzle with the evidence. So the kosher lechatchil to make. So Moshe Feinstein, if you look in the Truvas, is always very didactic and exactly in his lashon not to make something that might have episode wrong mashmoyes. He also says over a lot of times to put in the get that somebody's a suffix, you're not sure exactly who he is, and he says he's a kohen. He wouldn't believe him as a kohen. Wouldn't write him to get kohen, even though the truma says that's impossible for such a case. The ma'aser the kohen brings that I have my gemara. He wouldn't put in kohen. He wouldn't put in on a ger. He wouldn't put in ben Avraham Avinu for anybody because who says he's right? He's just put in a ger. A lot of times you see this mahalach was very much a big zehiris and not putting in one word that's a wrong mashmoyis, and it's not just from Moshe Feinstein, it's throughout the hilchas, the halachas, if you go through it, they're always very zehiris not to put in something extra and something that might put a wrong mashmoyis. But here, lemaisa, it's not so poshut to say that you could just use a chanicha and b'makom there's, it might be a real name, and it should work lechatchila. Because in the Rambam, the next Rambam says, if you write kosav Hashem she'ini b'yadun b'yaser, if you write a Hashem that's not so much known, and the kosav Hoshum harei that possible. The Rambam paskins that such a get is possible. So the Pesachim and others learn that the first Rambam is talking about a chanicha could be kosher l'chatchila. But the next Rambam is talking about when you wrote b'chol shum. So b'chol shum, when you're writing b'chol shum on a tuffle, could mess things up because you're saying that the Shem tuffle is the main name and every other name in chanicha. So that could be the psul. Others are learning the b'shmul, the goin, the taz also. They learn that the Rambam, which says kosher v'chanichose v'chanichose kosher, is taka even if it's yadua v'nikeres l'koil, would be only kosher b'di'evit. But the second Rambam, which is talking about en yadua b'yoseh, that's even without b'chol shum would only make things better. But the psul is just because if you write a shem tofel by itself, that's a problem. Because shem tofel is, people will look at it and they'll say, this is not the right person. So that, therefore, it's worse than chaniche. Now we'll see maybe that even a chaniche that's not known to everybody, it could be a svara that would be kosher, even though Hashem Tov will be possible. That's, I think, Mavur and the Beis Shmuel, we'll explain it soon according to a svara that the Marik says. But there are those that learn in the Rambam a third pshat, and they learn that kosher chanichose v'chanichose kosher is also only such a chanicha that's known to everybody, and even that is only kosher if you wrote b'chol shum. And but Mashenka Hashem Tov b'chol shum, that's possible. So according to those, they're going to hold that because of chanichose v'chanichose kosher is only true only if it's said b'chol shum v'chanicha the islay, and otherwise it could be possible to get. L'maisa, we have a Mishnah with us. The Mishnah didn't say that you wrote b'chol shum, even though it might be a Gemara, the Flamed Dalet on a base, but in this Mishnah it didn't say anything like this. So the Pshat is the Gepasha brings from the Sach HaChroinim. But Lamaisa, even though the Ikar Allah is not ungenom like this, but here we have a real reason to be masked with Lechatchila on this thing, because according to many HaChroinim, it could be a B'di Evedik Epsol. to write the whole shul b'chanicha the isle in our countries, we were not knowing like the Hag. We're knowing that you write out all the names like the Rebbe Tam, right? Reuven, the Miskari, Shimon. According to that, if you write the whole shul b'chanicha the isle, it could be you could pass the get in Gansen. It's a taz. It's interesting because Magamisha says if you take the gift, the Nusach HaGet of the Rambam, it's for sure going to be kosher. Lamaisa, the Taz says that somebody wrote a get like this, he didn't notice, and he says Mamish, he would say that if you get married with such a get, we have odd moms. Because the get is mashma, nowadays that we write out all the names, if you write the whole shum on this person, it's mashma that he's a mummer, because the only people that we reserve the whole shul title for is a mummer, which we don't write the Shem Goyis beget, but we just call it the whole shul. So therefore it became such a thing that in our countries the whole shul represents a mummer, even though the Taz himself does say in some places throughout the Siman that you do need to have, you could, you dafka do need the whole shul l'moshul. If you're not sure, if a person has a two names from two different makoimis, in such a place, the Taz says, which that could be Iker Takonas Ab Gamliel, that and you need to, and you're not sure what the name is in the other place. So there, the Taz says it might be an Eitzah to write the name that you know in this place and write B'chol Shum. So there, the B'chol Shum is not because he's a mummer. There, the B'chol Shum has a pshat. The B'chol Shum is to be Eitzah Takonas Ab Gamliel. So, but if you write B'chol Shum on somebody that it just has names in one place, and it's not a shayla of makom ksiv, makom mesina, avade, you would not write the whole shum. So lemaisa, there is a merit of kesvara that Ramosha says, benegay our times, that Hashem arisa is hardly, by at least by religious people, is not ever mishtaken. I know people get b'shas born. It's rogel that a person gets Hashem Kodesh and Hashem Chol. So throughout their life, for any Jewish occasions, for any thing, religious affairs, they use the Hashem Kodesh. Whenever they're not busy with religious things, they use the Hashem Chol. So, mashallah, a lady didn't get so much times to be oil of the Torah. So she doesn't get to use the religious name often, but anytime anybody would ask her what her religious name is, she'll say Avade, it was Sarah. And if she needs a Mishaberech in the shul, she'll come in to get use the name Sarah. So just because nobody is actively using it, he says that it's never going to be considered Nishtake. It's a similar svara that it says in the Marik earlier, but the Marik is really much more, and it's really, I think, a different svar. The Marik says, somebody, a shchimra, that was known always as Belly, and it was Nizbar, he had b'shas to get, they asked him what his name is, and he said it was Eliyahu, and he gave the get as Eliyahu, and the question was if she's Zkuk Eliyahu, he died like that. So the Marik says that if it's Yedua, that at the name of, at the bris, nobody would give a name Belly. Belly is something that came afterwards, or was even b'shas the bris, people gave him such a kinui. But everybody knows that can't possibly be the name. There must be a different name. So even if he never used the name, it sounds like throughout his whole life he never used it. I don't know, probably in those Mekoymas, I don't know if they were Oilo Tari, even what a name. So, but still, he says that the point is that there was everybody knows that Belly is not the name. So therefore, what's his name? His name is, whatever he'll tell you his name is, when he comes to Bimigarish. So therefore, he's coming to Imachshir, even if you just use Elio by itself. Lemaisa, I think the Beis Yosef, even though Beis Yosef brings down this at the end of the Siman, by a mumer, the Marik brings a raya from the case of Mumer, and he says even if it's Nishtake, the Beis Yosef is Cholik on this Marik. And Lamaisa, the Marik Svara, I think is a very sadistic question into what the purpose of the name in the get is. There are two different makoros why we b'chal need the Shem in the get. There's the Mordechai b'Shem ben Yoel that holds that b'chal you don't need to get the name in the get in the nice. It's all with Eid and Mesir will be fine. But the Ramban says that a get needs to have a name in the Raisa because you need that Sigas Dvarm Shal Krisis. The get has to relate the story that's happening of the Krisis. In the Rashba, other places, it's Mashma that it's the Indian of Lashma. That if you're going to write the wrong name, it's not written Lashem, the person. It's not. So it could be that Avada, if you get the wrong name, then there's a problem of Takanas Avi Gamaliel. There's a lot of people will say that this is not the Megarish. But if you have a name that's his name, it's not actively used like that. People who look at the get won't understand that the get is describing this person because they never heard this to be his name. But the get is Lemaisa written Lashem, this person, and this is what he says his name is. So that means to say the get is Lemaisa talking as a get today. It could be written Lashma. It could be written for the purpose of this gerish of this person. It's not written just like a tefs of the shtoah. You could learn not like that. You could learn that the reason for a name is that it should be a svizas dvam of krisis. I don't know if it's 100% tall. It could be you could say this for another way also, but you could say that a name, the Beis Yosef is holding that a name that's Nishtake is not referred to as this person doesn't explain to me what's happening over here, because the person reading this doesn't know Bechlal that this person ever had such a name. So therefore, if you're talking to say that the Svaras Amarik is not 100% agreed upon, even though I stood see and come and bring it to myself. So that's good by a from couple. Lamaisa, you could usually write, Sara, I'm a Chuna Judy. But what happens if it's a Friar couple? So then, that Shem Arisa might be gone. So then you can't write it in the get. So then, you could just write the Chanicha plan. Ramosha Feinstein, in the Chuvan Chelik Aleph, and Evan Ezer, Simon Kupman Vov, he writes, Lulim Estafina, I would say to write, because you know that there's a name, you could write, Ant Intasi, the Miskarye Kach Vekach, because you could write in a way to show that there is an Iker name, maybe, and you're writing, she is called Kach Vekach. This is the eighth of that, and as this role is very, very common, they use this for Kambus time, to just write Ant Dimiskaya Kach Vekach. Lemaisa, this, which is medactic in his words here, the Beget Poshut brings this from the Marit and the Kambu Koimis, but Lemaisa, in some cases, this is not good, because if there's a suffix about what the Shem Arisa was, if it was exactly this name the way it was, so then you can't say Ant Intsi Dimiskaya, because that's mashma that there's another name that we're not sure about. So therefore, if you're writing this as if this is really the only name, so then you should be writing it without Ant Intsi Dimiskaya. Lemaisa in the Pesachei Tshuva at the beginning of the Siman does bring from Kama Achroyim that they, when in a case where they were not sure what the Shem Iker was, Lamashal, the name is Leib, and you're not sure if he's a Aryeh or he's a Yehuda. So you could come to the Shiva Tzion, it brings them from Kama under that they were more Aloha Lemaisa, just write the Chanicha Nikeres Vietur, and there's no Shiloh. Where it's other shaylas in the cases with Nishtana Shmoy Mechmas Choyli, there it could be more severe. We have cases where sometimes the name was changed and changed over in a way that you want to forget the first name. But the second name might have not taken off as in Gansin. So there are some cases where you need to come on to make two gitten. But Lamaisa, besides for those cases, Lamaisa usually they do not want to make Shnei Gitten Ala Betoichik. So in a case where you're not sure what the name is, Lamaisa, you're going to write Hashem and Chanicha, and he cares, because Lamaisa, most of the sheet, Lamaisa, it comes out, it's even going to be Lechatchila, and Lamaisa, for some reason, he says that in the Chachuba, when he says this, he says, there wouldn't be Mekel so much to make, to that you should let you write just the Shema and the Garish itself, with just the Chanicha. You'd have to write the Chanicha and the father's name, but I'll call upon him. He's making a halacha lemaisa in such a case where you don't know what the real name is, to just use the chanicha and he cares v'yidua.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.